from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right. Want me to go 10-1 or 1-10 here on my Steelers?
I want to know who Mr. Irrelevant is first. I want to know number 53.
Kyle Allen.
You actually don't have the list. You don't have 53 people on that list. I can see your notepad. Scroll. That's not 53 players. Oh, that is 53 players.
Kyle Allen, Steelers third string quarterback.
I'm pissed.
53.
I'm mad. It should be
Donnie,
Dan
give
Moore,
me another. Give me a random number. I'll give you a guy where he ranked.
38.
DeMonte Casey.
24.
James Daniels.
Ooh. Hold on. One more random number. 49.
Van Jefferson. 10. PZ Jr. A man that might have told on you and was the one who alerted his dad that you had sent out
a tweet. We think it was him now, because didn't we originally think
Joey Porter wanting to fight you?
Yeah.
At that golf tournament that Pop is in right now.
Didn't we think it was Eric Ebron for a while? Because Ebron kind of shot me a weird look as they drove by.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Ebron was
on Porter's side.
But that was just, Porter, I think, scoping out who he was dealing with and then probably laughing to himself when he saw who he was dealing
Eric
with.
Eric Ebron, hands of stone. He was like the Ike Taylor of tight ends and he couldn't block. Was for whatever reason very nice to me on social media of all places. Eric Ebron, like the last place you would expect a Steelers player who I was not a big
fan
of.
What did you do that caused him to be nice?
I don't know. He just reached out and said very kind things.
Like he DM'd you?
Yeah. He followed me to say nice things, and then he unfollowed me.
Power move.
PZ Jr., 10, was a finalist for Defensive Rookie of the Year. I think there's considerable upside there. Tackling's got to get better. Penalties. Catch the ball a little bit more.
He's got the right mentality for what he's being asked to do, which is generally follow the other team's best receiver. And he is – you could say this about Sauce Gardner. I've been reading this about him. It's all about, are they going to call penalties in a given game? Because a lot of these best corners are very physical, and they dare the officials to call the flag.
He is not the highest-ranked second-year player on my list, a little tease.
I think I know who is.
Number 9, Cam Hayward.
I still think it's right, because I still think when he's healthy, he is a very disruptive force. He's still in the NFL top 100. Did you see that?
I did. He was 98. Yep.
I believe he's 98.
I thought he was 94. Let's see.
You have that written down on your copious notes?
He was 98.
98. Ha! Good job, Malzi.
That was patronizing.
So, Cam Hayward, 9. Lower than usual, but he didn't play a lot last. Well, he did play half the season, but he was not his normal self.
A little bit of a reputational thing. Reputation.
Number 8, this is more about upside for me, but I also think he was spectacular, way under the radar in year one. I'm putting Keanu Benton 8.
Yeah, I thought he was the second-year guy who was going to be
I think he's going to be a force this year. I think he's going to be a borderline All-Pro player. I think because of alternates and whatnot, not that the game matters. It's a complete joke. I think he'll be a Pro Bowl player this season.
He looks like a steal. Remember he got off to such an odd start? He said Coach T wants us to be, goons out there,
yes,
or whatever.
And then, I love that quote.
But then Mike had to throw cold water on
him. He didn't like
it.
That.
No, he did not.
Number seven, Jaylen Warren. Many people agreeing with me that they think what Najee said yesterday is a sign that Warren is going to either get the same number of snaps or probably even more than Najee, and that's because he's a more versatile running back.
You think
like Florio, more burst from Jaylen Warren? I completely agree with him.
You think
on
Arthur
that.
Smith looks at the fact that Deion Lewis was splitting time with Derrick Henry for, what, two seasons before Henry took over full-time and said, not making that mistake again. He didn't make it. I think he inherited the situation,
yeah,
and quickly turned it into Henry's show.
Number six, did not have a big sack year in 2024 or 2023. Only seven. But overall, I think is a very solid player, and that would be Alex Highsmith coming in at six.
Very valuable to them because they love guys who can play the run, and he's a big physical dude who plays the run really well.
And help them almost single-handedly beat the Browns.
If you gave Alex Highsmith a letter grade as a player overall, what would it be?
B plus.
That's exactly what I had in my mind.
Number five, your guy, George Pickens.
I'm just trying to decide if there are four players I think are
definitely
better.
60 catches last year, still went over 1,000 yards, led the NFL in yards per catch. There's just so much talent and potential there.
He can take over games when he's
Ryan
when he's
Clark
on.
Ryan Clark saying he's got more talent than Justin Jefferson.
He can take over games when he's on, period.
Number four, he hasn't played for the Steelers yet, Patrick Queen. All-pro last year.
I might flip him and flip Pickens, but
he got ranked in the top 100, higher than Minka and
I know.
Hayward.
I know. I will
and
wonder.
Baltimore's ripping the hell out of him. They think he's going to stink here.
I will wonder until I see it. If his great year last year was at least in part a byproduct of playing next to Roquan Smith, who nobody would argue against being the better player of those two.
Number three, and I almost put him two, Bing Bong, Chris Boswell. He's money for the most part. Very, very consistent kicker. What he does at his job.
I feel like I'm being baited here that I'm supposed to yell at you, and I don't want to. I don't want to, mainly because I don't want to give in to what I think you want to have happen, which is me to say, you're putting a kicker in the top 10?
If I was doing Ravens player rankings, I'd put Tucker 1.
Ahead of a two-time MVP quarterback?
Yes.
I'd like to see how that would go down. You should go into Nick Wright's show and do that.
Minka 2.
Coming off a down year, but I think it was partly because of how they had to use him.
Correct. And then TJ Watt, 1 with a bullet.
I'm surprised you didn't put Fields in the top 5.
I have Fields 11. He barely missed the top 10.
Did you miss any? Well, I mean, I would put Broderick Jones somewhere in the top 10 because I think he's going to make a leap.
Broderick 13.
You know what? I can't put a kicker in my top 10.
Donnie, any big issues with what I did there? What would you
change? Run through it again quickly for me.
PZ 10. PZ Jr. 10. Hayward 9. Benton 8. Warren 7. Highsmith 6. Pickens 5. Queen 4. Boswell 3. Minka 2. TJ Watt 1.
Yeah, so I know Chris just said he can't put a kicker in his top 10, but, I mean, he has been – I know he had that bad year in, what, 2018?
He was hurt.
Yeah, but he has been pretty much dynamite for them every other year, and there are a lot of games you can thank his right leg for as to why
well,
they one won.
Year, that one year Pony's big take before he worked on this show was that the Steelers were one of the most overrated 13-3 teams ever because their kicker was so good and he
yes.
ended up being right.
Yep.
I mean, he won them like four games alone that year, I think.
He is really good. It's just so hard for me to say that about a guy who, you know.
Chris is a high-stress
he's
job.
A specialist.
Yes, I put Christian Kuntz on my list.
I mean, where
was he?
Okay, so just for sake
where
of exercise.
Where was Christian Kuntz? Because Kyle Allen was 53rd.
Kuntz was 32nd.
Where was little Calvin Austin?
Calvin Austin, I put 36th.
Where's Roman Wilson, who made a very good impression on you, even though you said he's a very small human being?
31st.
Where's Najee?
I think 14th.
Higher than I thought he would
14th.
Be on your list.
If you were ranking the Ravens the same way, where would you put Tucker?
I literally said one.
You're not allowed to lecture Donnie about that because you routinely aren't even listening when we're talking
to you. I didn't lecture. I just said I said it previously.
Donnie, that was a lecturing tone from him, was it not?
Yeah, he had to throw in the "I literally said."
Yep. Yeah lecturing tone.
Kind of a bad attitude.
15-yard personal foul, unhost-like conduct.
Giving him the business?
He's down there giving him the business.
From a guy who sits across from you daily and normally gets in at least two. What's that, Chris?
Oh, I thought I was free of that when Starkey was almost charming about it, though. He'd just look right at me and go, "You're going to have to repeat all of that. I wasn't listening to you."
I don't do that on the air. That's usually off the air.
No, you absolutely do it on the air. Off the air is even worse. You will just sit there, and then you'll go, "Uh-huh. Mm. Uh-huh. Hey, what am I talking about, Pony? Oh, yeah, uh-huh. You know, definitely the, the thing."
That's not true. Usually what happens is you don't think I'm paying attention. You ask me to repeat it back, and then I do, and you're like, "Damn it."
You've failed that test enough times.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.